News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. A fire in Stevens Point early today has been ruled an arson. In fact, the man has already come forward admitting he started the fire. Stevens Point Police Sergeant Joe Gruber said the man turned himself in.
At approximately 2:51 a.m., the fourth resident of the house was located in the 200 block of Division Street, where he approached officers to turn himself in for starting the fire.
That man's name is Roy Strait. He was a member of the household at 1900 Monroe Street, which caught fire at 12:46 a.m. Stevens Point fire investigators are still at the scene, but the firefighters have left. The investigation is continuing. The woman accused of poisoning and stabbing her ex-boyfriend's dog pled guilty to those charges this afternoon. 22-year-old Sean Janice entered guilty pleas on the felony count of mistreating animals and a misdemeanor count of exposing a domestic animal to a poisonous substance. Prosecutor Teresa Whetstone was glad to see Janice plead guilty and hopes there can be some closure on the case soon. She said the sentencing will be held March 17th at 1:30, and the maximum penalty is 3.5 years on count one, 1.5 years of initial confinement. She said some people have expressed displeasure with that, but the legislature sets up the sentencing guidelines.
The legislature determines what the maximum penalty will be, not the DA's office. We can only enforce the laws that are put in place, and right now the maximum penalty on that felony is 3.5 years.
Now, Janice has been held in custody, unable to post a $2,500 cash bond since November of 2012, so she will get credit for about 15 months of time already served when that sentencing is determined. Unrelated charges against Janice involving retail theft were dismissed but will be read in on the 17th, so there's a real good chance she only has a few months of incarceration left before going on extended supervision. Wisconsin Assembly Republicans electing Pat Strakota of West Bend today as the new majority leader. She replaces Bill Kramer, who was removed from that post this morning. The Wisconsin Senate's Mining Committee is scheduled to vote for tomorrow on a controversial bill to protect existing frac sand mines from unexpected regulation. Mining panels from both houses held a joint hearing on the measure yesterday. At least one supporter doubted the ability of local governments to properly keep tabs on the industry. Critics cite the loss of local control and the inability of communities to keep their regulations abreast with future technology. Secretary of State John Kerry is in the Ukraine in a show of support for that country's new leadership. Fox News Radio Steve Taylor has more from Washington.
Secretary of State John Kerry says Russia offers only falsehoods to justify sending in troops, such as claiming that Ukraine's leaders are destabilizing their own country or that endangered Russian citizens in Ukraine ask for the invasion.
Not a single piece of credible evidence supports any one of these claims. None.
Kerry says Ukraine's desire for freedom will never be stolen by bullets or invasions. In Washington, Steve Taylor, Fox News Radio.
If President Obama has his way, a long-running program to clean up the Great Lakes won't get as much money as in the past. Obama submitted a 2015 federal budget package today, and it includes $275 million for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. Former President George W. Bush created a task force to come up with billions of dollars in Great Lakes environmental improvements, but he never funded the effort, and Obama did. He approved $475 million back in 2009. Since then, the program has received around $300 million a year. Todd Ames from Healing Our Waters, Great Lakes Coalition, opposed the spending cut. He also opposed another budget measure that reduces federal money for sewage plant improvements. Wisconsin Assembly Republicans elected Pat Strakota from West Bend this afternoon as their new majority leader. She's replacing Bill Kramer, who was removed from the post earlier today amid allegations that he groped a female legislative staffer and made lewd remarks to a woman lobbyist last week. 58-year-old Strakota becomes the first female majority leader in the lower house in Wisconsin's history. This is her 12th year in the assembly. She announced recently she would not seek re-election this coming fall. A Milwaukee man about to get one step closer to being compensated by the state for spending 23 years in prison for a murder he did not commit. The Assembly State Affairs Committee will hold a public hearing today on a bill to pay Robert Stinson at least $115,000. He was convicted of raping and killing a Milwaukee woman in 1984. He was freed 5 years ago after another man confessed. Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Tonight, slight chance of light snow far south of Marathon County. Less clouds, quite frigid in the Northwoods. Look for a low as 15 below in the Northwoods, around 2 above around Wausau. For Wednesday, partly cloudy, still quite cool, and a high of 19. Thursday, sunshine turning a bit breezy and warmer, high 27. I'm Larry Lee on Central, Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.